Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Well, good morning. 6:39 on WGN. If you haven't set your clocks, now is the time to do that. Lots I want to talk to you about this morning, and we're going to have a very special guest talking about a very special organization in just about a minute here, having to do with animal-assisted activities, not service dogs, not comfort dogs, and we'll go through some of the definitions of all of that as well, and the good work, the amazing work that Rainbow Therapy does, or Rainbow Therapy, well, I've got the name wrong here. So it's Rainbow Animal Assisted Therapy. Now I've got it right. Of all the states in America, I'm so thrilled that Pennsylvania is considering this. So late last year, 2017, I wrote about great legislation in Pennsylvania that I have a hunch other states are going to follow, laws that say, okay, if you leave your dog out in extreme cold as well as hot weather, you will pay a price for that. You might even be charged with a felony. I love that. But what I also wrote, I wrote about the law. The change in law in Pennsylvania. I wrote about how I hope this catches on and believe it will in other states. But I also wrote that, wow, this is contradictory because this is also the state or Missouri with the most puppy mills. So I said, you know, what they really need is to jump on board this idea that communities all over America, well over 200 in America and Canada, as well as the entire state of California, have said no dogs or cats could be sold at pet stores. Because we know there no responsible, legitimate breeder ever, ever sells to a pet store. So they're greatly from puppy mills. So if Pennsylvania did this, I wrote, and I said it on the radio at the time as well, well, now Pennsylvania may do it. A couple of legislators in Pennsylvania are looking into legislation, and they have it. Now it's got to jump through the hoops statewide that will prevent dogs, cats, or rabbits from being sold at pet stores in Pennsylvania. I say that with a big smile on my face. So go to, I assume you're on Facebook, go to Veterinary Professionals Against Puppy Mills. Like that page, or like my page, Steve Dale, my fan page. There's no room left on my personal page. Has the maximum number of people according to Facebook. So I can't accept you. Facebook won't let me. So go to my fan page. Lots more on my blog, and that is stevedale.tv as well. Susan Burrows I've known for quite some time. Susan is with, now I've got it right, Susan, I believe, Rainbow Animal Assisted Therapy. And by getting up this early in the morning, you actually, because we lost an hour's sleep, kind of got up even earlier. So I thank you for that. It's 6:43 now on WGN Radio. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Steve.
Well,
how are you this dark and
I know.
Early morning?
I'm awake, and that's good. Very much awake and aware of what Rainbow has been doing now for how many years?
We're starting our 31st year.
That's amazing. I mean, that's just wonderful. So here's where I start, and it's been in the news, the terminology, and it's all crazy. So what is the difference between animal-assisted activities, which include animal-assisted therapy, which is what you do, as opposed to a comfort dog, as opposed to a service or assistance dog? Too many terms, but they really do mean different things.
Yes, they do. So, and it's very confusing to everyone. A service dog, which is covered by the Americans with Disabilities Act, and we'll just talk about dogs, and ADA primarily talks about dogs, is an animal that is trained to assist a person with a task or tasks, such as a dog that might help the hearing impaired, dogs that are able to detect if a person's insulin levels aren't balanced and needs an injection. Those are dogs that have a specific training. They live with an individual, and they help them with their daily living. An emotional service animal is one that doesn't necessarily have specific training, unlike a service dog. They are not covered by the ADA, but airlines do allow them, some airlines, some hotels allow them to visit.
And these are often called emotional support dogs.
Right. Mm-hmm. And some may have been given special training, like the dogs that work with veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder are trained to lay on the veteran and give them that contact when they sense that the person is going to undergo an experience.
And oftentimes with veterans with PTSD, they are trained service dogs.
Absolutely.
As well. And
yes,
in fact, I'm interrupting you only because your timing is great. So I could jump in there and say that there's a new study that just came out involving service dogs and veterans and PTSD and whether these dogs really help or not. And I wrote about it on my blog. It's stevedale.tv, and you can read about it there. So what are the dogs that are involved with your organization, Rainbow Animal Assisted Therapy? What do they do?
Well, therapy dogs, unlike service animals, are not covered by the ADA. They are treated as ordinary pets. They have no right of access, and they can only go where they're invited. And therapy dogs are dogs that have been trained, usually, to work with their handlers, with people in a variety of different situations. And there's two types of animal therapy. There's animal-assisted activities, and which is really primarily visitation, and it promotes in the participants a feeling of well-being or reduces isolation and anxiety, provides affection, and visits with the therapy dog of this type might be conducted in nursing homes, funeral homes, adult daycare, some hospitals, the Lutheran comfort dogs that go to a crisis situation. These dogs do not need to have any specialized training beyond their therapy training. Animal-assisted therapy, which is what Rainbow focuses on, is the utilization of animals to facilitate healing and rehabilitation in a therapeutic setting. It is a goal-directed intervention in which the animal is an integral part of the treatment process. And by using the therapy dog skills and activities to meet the needs of the participants, we can accomplish goals. Now, visiting is the foundation for all dog therapy interactions. It provides, and it's been proven, that contact with the therapy dog will lower blood pressure, slow individual heart rate, and reduce the level of stress hormones in the body. And that's the foundation for all therapy activities. But animal-assisted therapy, when Rainbow does it, and we focus primarily on children and those with special needs. We go into a school and work, for instance, with children with who might be on the autism spectrum. Our primary goals there would be to reduce or encourage vocalization and encourage socialization. And children with autism work very successfully with the dogs because they'll do things for the dogs that they won't do with humans. So they'll talk to the dogs and socialize with the dogs and give the dogs commands. If we go into a hospital, we might be just doing inpatient bed visits where the main goal is to humanize the complexity of a hospital experience and to offer pain relief or comfort. But we might be doing rehab work, such as what we do at Resurrection Hospital with stroke patients, where the teams work one-on-one with a therapist, and the therapist will give our handlers a goal. This patient needs to walk, or maybe this patient is learning to feed themselves, and our job is to do activities with that person using the dog to encourage that patient to accomplish their goals. So a patient that has fine motor dexterity, maybe they'll play a puzzle with the dog, and they'll have to pick up the pieces and hide a treat under a puzzle piece for the dog to find, or talk to the dog and give it commands. So there's a real fine difference between a therapy dog and a service animal, and understandably, the public tends to confuse the dogs.
But yeah, it's
legal rights. Only service animals have the legal rights, according to the ADA, to go into any area, such as accompany their handler into a business or into a school or what have you.
All right. Excellent explanation. We have several texts here, 312-981-7200. People want to know if their dog can be a part of your organization. We'll answer that question and others when we come back. One of the texts involves a Schwannie's friend's cat. We talked about how our newscaster's friend lost his cat, and can check out the Facebook page, Lost Cats Illinois, except it's a good idea, really good idea, thank you, except Schwannie's friend I know happens to live in Ohio, but perhaps there's a similar Facebook page in Ohio. We're getting a Shiba Inu puppy. What size crate do you think we should use? Well, the crate should be large enough for the dog to lay down, but not much larger than that, otherwise it becomes a condominium, and there are crate dividers you can get, so as the dog grows, you can expand the size of the crate. We'll be back talking about animal-assisted therapy, animal-assisted activities, next on WGN. Cleaning season is here, and while you can scrub, mop, and sweep every corner of your home, some stubborn stinks just want to stick around. Try Freshwave Natural Odor Removers. While you're purging clutter demons, clear your cabinets of those traditional air fresheners, too. They use harsh chemicals and phony fragrances that only mask the odors. Freshwave's blend of plant oils and water destroys odor molecules without the toxic stuff. Freshwave has a solution for every odor. Slap a Freshwave pod on the lid of your trash pail. Defunk your smelly pup with their great dog shampoo. Deodorize your linens with the laundry booster. Place a gel jar in your bathroom, and when you're done, light a Freshwave candle. It's a spa. Your job is done. Too good to be true. Head over to freshwaveworks.com/WGN720 to read real testimonials from real listeners like you. And now you can choose the original Freshwave formula or new Freshwave lavender infused with calming lavender oil. At checkout, get this now, enter promo code WGN720 for 25% off your order. That's freshwaveworks.com/WGN720, where it is now 6 minutes before 7 o'clock. We're talking about rainbow animal assisted therapy. Just a couple of minutes left with Susan Burroughs. First Dog Patch Pet and Feed in Naperville has everything you need to keep your pet happy and healthy. Interested in pet adoption? Dog Patch placed over 400 rescue dogs last year, and has new shelter and rescue animals arriving as we speak. You can check them out at dogpatchpets.com. On Facebook, they are there, of course, at Dog Patch Pet and Feed, and you can visit them in person, 1108 East Ogden Avenue in Naperville. Save $3 all month long on all grain-free varieties from F-R-O-M-M, dog and cat food. Susan Burroughs is on the phone with me, Rainbow Animal Assisted Therapy. Incredibly, we're running out of time, Susan. If you are interested in having your dog at home, participate in these sorts of programs that you mentioned, how can people do that?
Well, if they're interested in joining Rainbow, they can go onto our website, which is rainbowaat.org, and they can go and look under membership, or they can see about what Rainbow does. They can call us, at 773-283-1129. Rainbow has nearly 200 or more than 200 pet therapy dogs that visit nearly 100 facilities throughout the Chicago area. And we go out from the lake west to DuPage County. We go north to the Wisconsin border and east to the state line in Indiana. So we're the oldest and largest pet therapy organization in the Chicago area. And therapy dogs come in all sizes and breeds. And the most important aspect of a therapy dog is its temperament. So that your dog must be friendly and gentle and at ease in all sorts of situations, well-behaved, and love human contact. They really need to be people-proof.
Is there a test these dogs actually have to take to be certified for you?
Yes. They go. Our membership process includes a four-session introduction to animal-assisted therapy class and a registry test, which also includes, as part of it, the AKC Canine Good Citizenship Test. And then there are additional requirements, including doing 4 hours of observation in a Rainbow program and an internship. The teams that we have do so many different variety of programs that there's usually a program that meets the needs and abilities of any one member. We visit more than 24 hospitals throughout Chicago. We go to schools. We do library read to the dog programs. We visit several residential facilities for people with special needs, including Misericordia in Chicago and Markland in Geneva.
And I know Misericordia is a near and dear to the heart of our own Lou Manfredini. We're actually out of time here, but you can learn more on the website, which is?
RainbowAAT.org.
RainbowAAT.org as an animal-assisted therapy. Susan Burroughs, we will have you back on, and thank you for the many years of good work that you and your colleagues do.
Thank you, Steve, very much for inviting us on your show.
Thank you. You know, pets aren't family. Let me say that again. Pets aren't like family. They are family. And that's why doctors and staff at MedVet Chicago are always there when you need them. They're your pet's second best friend. They're located at the corner of Belmont, Western, and Clybourne. MedVet provides emergency specialty and critical care 24/7. They're certified as a VECCS Level 1 Trauma Center. What that means is they're always ready. An American Animal Hospital Association accredited referral hospital. And that means they have experts and certified boarded veterinarians and all sorts of specialties. Learn more at medvetforpets.com, medvetforpets.com, or call 773-281-7110.